at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this that it just brings about a lot of clarity as to the United States and Bible prophecy so that she may understand your will for her personal life and obey it more clearly. Know it more clearly and just obey it more perfectly. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, because He's the one that's going to protect you and keep you safe, okay? But understanding that once you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted. You need to be prepared for that. And you can understand persecution from understanding Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out in your life. The same type of things happen, okay? And so talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue, the third part, the bronze, okay, which is also shown in the book of Daniel as three beasts, as the third beast having four heads. And talking about the United States as the fourth head, and just a little bit about the scripture from Romans in the previous podcast, talking about how the American Revolution was not Christian, it's not biblical at all, and our forefathers, our founding fathers, were not Christian, okay, even though they say they were, you can't go by that. I mean, we're going to have the falling away, and the mark of the beast. I mean, a lot of people are going to say that they're Christians, and they're not. You need to go judge a tree by its fruit. That's what scripture actually commands, okay, and that no taxation without representation is not biblical, okay. We pay our taxes, Romans says, because it basically pays for things like, in modern day times, police officers, courts, prisons, law, okay? If you don't have that, you have lawlessness, okay? And that's really important, because just think about a place where there's no jails, okay? Jails are important. Sometimes people are imprisoned wrongfully. That happens. But for the most part, when you see it clearly, jails are meant for, just like the book of Romans says, evildoers. People who will not obey the law, okay, oftentimes because they have demons or several demons, okay, and they're dangerous, okay, so just think about them, that when you pay your taxes. Yes, sometimes things go get wasted on other things, but for the most part, you don't have taxes, you don't have jails. That's what, a big thing that's important that they do pay for, the Bible talks about, and you have those people running the streets, and guess what? People with demons don't like Christians. So it's a good thing to be able to have that in your country, okay? So no taxation without representation is not biblical. So you're judging, again, a tree by its fruit. The forefathers were rebellious, okay, against the king. So they weren't Christian at all. And then here, this is 1 Peter chapter 2, starting at verse 13. It says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So again, that same concept, okay, keeps law and order, okay. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Okay, so there's nothing biblical about the American Revolution. Okay, it was rebellious. And so it's just, I don't know what else to say. It just wasn't, it's not a Christian, the country wasn't founded on Christian principles, no matter what wording they put in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all these sorts of things. It wasn't, okay? But once again, there were good Christians in the country, okay? But you got to go directly to the government itself. It's Roman, okay? It's Roman, and it's the fourth head of this third beast. It's got the same principles being founded on the Republic, which comes directly from Rome. then also, this is just on a side note, there is a lot of documentation about what the true religion and belief was, beliefs were of the forefathers, the founding fathers of this country. And it's, they have a lot of strange beliefs. And that's something, you know, and I encourage any sister to do research on her own, okay, if you want to. But right now I'm just going to stick to what the Bible says, and you judge a tree by its fruit. They weren't Christian, okay? They were quite possibly something else. But for right now, we'll just leave it at the fact that they were not Christian, and this country was not founded on Christian principles. It was founded on Roman principles, which were pagan beliefs. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, glorifying your Son and asking to be filled with your Holy Spirit, knowing it's only Him that can that can help her understand these things, and that she just continually also reads her Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, she reads it again. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal